وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Ali alayhi assalam. Especially when it came to leadership, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, as we all know, after the death of the third Khalifa, he was pressured by people to accept the rulership, which he rejected without hesitation. When the Muslims saw Amir al-Mu'mineen rejecting this Khilafa, they pressured him even furthermore. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he said, I will accept under one condition, that I establish justice, that I do with you in the way that Allah wants me to do with you, in the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala and the words of the Quran. Those are my conditions. I will not be like those who before me, and I will not compromise on the truth or justice. I want to make sure that all the Muslims enjoy their rights equally under my command. If you guys are willing to accept, so be it. If you refuse, then I don't allow myself to be in such a position. For these reasons, he considered it to be obligatory upon him to accept the oath of allegiance, although many other righteous people at his time found themselves incapable of bearing the burden of Khilafah. It wasn't easy, because what Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi came to, the Khilafah only reached him, it was all over the place. The Muslims were divided. The wealth of the Muslim wasn't divided equally and fairly. Banu Umayyah were ruling most of the Muslim wealth. So no one wanted to take the burden and try to establish justice or anything in this regard, because obviously they weren't capable from every aspect of the word. But Amir al-Mu'mineen said, okay, I can do it. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he hated sequestered life, except when it was possible to serve the people by remaining in seclusion. It was impossible for him to spend his time in retirement. Prior to that, prior to Amir al-Mu'mineen being a Khalifa, he secluded himself away. Now Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam had two choices. He could either break the peace of the Muslims and go to war with these people, or he could maintain the peace of Islam and the Muslims and seclude himself, which he did. But now it got to a stage where he had to make a stand. A person who neglects serving the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of his being in a position to do so, spoils his faith as well as his world. If you have the chance and you can serve and you choose not to, then obviously there's a problem there that goes against your faith directly. Now Amir al-Mu'mineen is in a position where he can, and he has the power, he has the capacity, and he does so. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio at irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, now he's in a sensitive situation, in a very sensitive position, where he's about to accept the khilafah, the rulership, under the condition that he applies justice fairly and equally to everyone under his command. So he accepted the khilafah with firm determination and considered it to be the interests and considered it in the interests of the Muslims that he should assume office. Not in his own or for his own interest, but for the interest of the Muslims. This notion that when it comes to khilafah, we see it's always the opposite with, let's say, 99.9 of rulers in the history of mankind, that when they want power and they want office, they want it for themselves. Now, they might clothe it and cover it and give it the garment of obviously trying to serve people. That's how people get elected, because if they say, no, I just want leadership and power, obviously no one would elect them. But when they come under the terms and the slogans that we're trying to serve you, make your life better, we know best, we know how we can change things for you, obviously people get fooled by these slogans. But their inner reality, it's the desire to be in that position of power, position of rulership. So their interest is always first, not the interest of people. And this fact becomes very evident once these people assume position. Slowly, slowly, their true colors start to show. All the promises they have made disappears. And for the time they are ruling, you see people are suffering. Now, they might do a project here, a project there, just to keep people quiet. Obviously, this is required in order for them to maintain and prolong their office or their stay in office. But even that is not done for the people with the intention that it is for the interest of the people, but it is done for their own interest. So you see the difference between them and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He says, sure, I will accept office, I will take rulership, I will become a ruler, but under the condition that it is what? For the interests of the Muslims, not for my interest, that I should not gain anything out of it. I'm not going to come and make my brothers and my cousins and my tribemen the leaders of different cities or the leaders of different sensitive positions. He did not do that, unlike those who preceded him, where they made their family members rulers and governors of different cities around the Muslims. So they put their interests and the interests of the tribesmen before the interests of people and the Muslims as a whole. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 صل على محمد وآله